welcome to my podcast where I invite you to run with me after memories and shape them into stories. On this show, I'll also share samples of my writing and interesting moments from everyday life. I'm your host, Ruru Sig, and you're listening to my podcast, The Story Chaser. Welcome back, good folks. This is season 3, episode 4 of The Story Chaser. I'm your host, Ruru Sig. And before I get started, I just have to tell you that there's always going to be like shit that gets in your way of pursuing your dreams. Okay. And the more hurdles that you get over and the more crazy calamities that you can get through. Just now, I recorded a little bit, and then I always go back and kind of delete it, and it's, you know, called editing. It goes on all night. My microphone just like jumped off the desk. It's kind of bolted to turn the knobs, and it's all tight, and you know, I have to adjust it, and it just like fell off, and I'm so glad. Part of me kind of wishes it was still recording because you would hear this. I think I invented new swear words just now. And then I just stopped and started laughing at myself. I'm like, just calm down, put it back into the brace and just sit down and do your show. But it's just kind of went along with this, with the theme of what I'm about to go into and how, you know, things are always going to get into your way, but you have to decide, you know, are you going to keep going? Okay. Yeah, that was really funny. So this is my 25th episode. Crazy. 25. And this upcoming weekend marks the 1 year anniversary since I started my podcast. The Story Chaser is 1 year old. Wild. That is wild to me. I've thought about it a lot, but every time I think about it, it's wild. Okay, because the thing is about anniversaries is that they make us look back, right, on what was before the anniversary. And I look back on this year, and let me just say, you know, I had tremendous loss. My freaking appendix exploded. Those are two things. There's a lot more. There's not coming to my mind right now. It's been a year. It's been an insane year. If I knew everything that was going to happen and then I thought, should I start a podcast? I probably never would have, right? And all the things that I've been through, it would be reasonable if I were to just, you know, collapse this mic, take it off the hinge and put it back in its box and close my laptop up and just be like, yeah, I can't. It would be reasonable. It would be good enough excuse. But I didn't do that is my point, my long route to a short point. I kept going. So this 1 year anniversary really means a lot to me. I'm super proud of it. Super proud. I'm serious. There was a lot thrown my way. Anyway, I thought it would be fun if I inserted a little clip from my first episode on April 14th, 2023. Here it goes. Let's listen to it together. Guys, episode 1. What? Holy cats. I am clearly excited to be here. My name is Ruru Sig. This is my podcast, The Story Chaser. And this is episode 1. I'm going to start right off by telling you a couple of things about myself. I am the youngest of 12 children. I know. Gasp. It blows your mind. Not trying to be sarcastic, though. It's just that I usually say that, and then there's all these questions that follow up. So I'm going to answer them real quick for you because I know what they are. Yes, the same two parents. Yes, we are Catholic, and yes, we are all under one roof, one house, a very small house, that we grew up in and eventually all grew away from. I'm in the process of writing my set of narrative essays that I plan to self-publish. And for the last 6 years, I have been wanting to do this podcast. Wanting being a key word in that. I'm laughing at myself right now as I think back, because what happened there was I fell in love with the announcement, and I don't know if any of you are guilty of this, but I would be talking with a bar full of people, you know, I was pouring their drinks, tending their bar, and engaging in conversation, and I would say, oh yeah, sure, you know, I'll get you another pint of beer, but I am working on a podcast. Like, that's really what I do. And their excitement and hopeful engagement in that was a spark in me. And to see that, like, you're kidding me, really? What's it about? And tell me all about it. That falsely fulfilled something inside of me. And I began to announce this to all sorts of people at tables of families that I was then waiting on their tables, at barbecues, on the phone with friends. I was like always announcing this podcast, like, oh yeah, I'm just working on this podcast. In all the announcement, which used up my energy, I would get home and not do the podcast. I was talking about this thing that I was doing and not really doing it, which is just a terrible cycle to fall into. Okay, and here I am, 25 episodes later. Take a minute with that thought. Reflect on anything you have ever talked about or thought about doing. Anything. And how many years have you spent in the announcement of it? Then decide, what year are you going to start doing it? Golly, I hope it's this one. I hope it's right this minute, because you only have one shot around this merry-go-round of life. This year taught me that more than any of my other years. The most impactful message was just that. You got one shot. Make it a wonderful one. I didn't want more years to go by, you know, so someday I'm just like tying up my hair in some gray bun, dragging my old bones around, saying I coulda, woulda, shoulda. No. I didn't want that at all, no matter what. I think I live a life worth sharing through my writing. And I bet your dreams are worth sharing too. Pay attention to the world. Because when you're serious about that, you're really going to be in the doing. The signs are going to start popping up everywhere just as much as the hurdles do. It sort of balance each other out. And those signs, just last week, here's an example of what I'm talking about. I was picking up garbage, you know, off the floor at my job because, people threw it on the floor after they were done eating. Discarded napkins. Debit cards. Hi, side note. Why are debit cards everywhere? What is wrong with everyone? Don't they like check their debit card 500 times like I do? Like, it's in my pocket, it's in my purse, it's locked. I find them kind of everywhere. I'm like, what's up? You know? Anyway, And amongst all that rubbish was this flyer, right? And I turned it over because it was face down. And it was promoting a writing class, like a mile away from where I live. A writing class that is not only for writing a book, but how to publish a book. It's going to go on all summer long. I flattened out the creases of this, and I'm like looking over each shoulder. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm signing up for that class. I mean, come on. Hello. That's a sign. Because I'm in the serious doing. So it's clear to me. Because the end goal here, you know, remember, I started my podcast because I always wanted to, and we know that. And but I want to finish my book. So that's the goal, you know? And I'm going closer to that. So class like that, obviously. There's a dog barking. I don't know if you guys can hear it. I certainly hope not. When I go to listen to this back, I don't know what I'll do. I don't think I can edit him out. So I'm sorry. He's just really barking away. Anyway, sidetracked for a minute. The book. Yeah, I want to finish my personal essays. So I'm going to take the class because that's going to get me closer. The night after I found the flyer, I wrote myself a little letter. It goes like this. Dear self, hey there. Way to go on the upcoming 1 year of the podcast. I'm looking forward to another. I believe in you. So I know that it is possible that one more year from now, you will be holding a copy of your own book. How incredible will that be when you open the cover and turn the page to one of your personal essays, complete and published? I know this will happen because you are no longer living in the announcement. Those years are behind you. This year, you are celebrating the doing. You have what it takes. Get writing, get living, and go ahead. Have a wonderful life. Love, Ruru Sig. Now, to be clear, that letter is not an announcement. It's a promise to me. And I want to thank everyone for keeping this podcast going by listening. I'm serious. The feedback, the constructive criticism, the messages of encouragement are the fuel. Thanks a million trillion for tuning in. When you listen to my little snippets of my essays, it keeps me writing. I'm so, so grateful for all of you. So let's jump into the episode. Tonight's episode is for Billy. You know who you are, friend. Thanks for hanging in there and loving the show. I appreciate you. I'm going to set up tonight's piece of shared writing with us. So the other night, I had my sisters over for dinner and we got to talking about courage, my mother's courage specifically. When my sisters were young children, my mother was younger. She was a more vibrant, younger woman. She was figuring out parenting kind of as she went along. Her upbringing didn't provide much guidance. So everything she learned was from, you know, putting it together from pieces out in the world. She was remarkably resourceful, very, very bright. And she was an incredible mother. She was the best. So yeah, she'd just gather up life hacks, apply them. And when they worked out, they did. And when they didn't, they didn't. But she was humble enough to know the difference. They had hilarious memories of mom packing up the wagon and walking them up to the store to get groceries, relying completely on imagination to pass the time on a long summer day, meaning, you know, putting a blanket out and sitting and coloring with them, long walks, times at the park. And I shared my thoughts on her courage as I knew her when I was a teenager. I went back to those years. My mother was in her 50s. And I experienced the day-to-day to her with her after losing my dad far too young. And she exemplified survival with grace and strength. I learned that from her. She took grief and whipped it up into something that you can draw from. That was a wonderful example. And it's an example I've really needed a lot. So, I mean, she traveled the world. She went through and completed a weight loss program. She was an awesome example for me, especially in those years. I think of them a lot. She took control of her life. She was just really brave. So that night after my sisters left, I stayed in the thoughts of courage. It's kind of like this theme of in my mind. And it caused me to hunt through my pieces of writing. Like, when have I written about courage in people? And I came across something that I thought fit perfectly for that theme. It isn't about my mother, rather a Vietnam vet I had the pleasure of talking with once. And it was one of those conversations that never left me. So here it is. He was dressed neatly. His polo shirt was tucked in perfectly to his khaki shorts. It was a casual barbecue, but I could tell this man thought more of his appearance, like he was really attending something, so he should look put together. I pulled my plastic chair alongside him and handed him a lemonade that he let me get for him. "Oh, thank you, honey," he said, taking it. The smoke from the grill filled the yard with promises of delicious burgers and hot dogs. The kitchen counter inside was lined with colorful fixings, from bright yellow corn to deep red ketchup. It was Memorial Day, and there was chitter-chatter about being respectful of our soldiers long gone. Mixed in there was some baseball debates over whose team was worse. I mean, the barbecue was in Chicago, after all. The man and I were not contributing to the surrounding conversations. We were quiet together, taking in some sunshine and sipping our lemonades. The silence was comforting, but I had a curiosity growing inside of me. I wanted to know about his experiences in the war. I leaned over and asked him, what was it like to be in Vietnam? His bottom lip quivered a bit, and he nervously shifted the rim of his baseball cap from side to side, then directly centered it again. He looked down, strumming his thumb through the condensation of his cup as his cool drink fought to exist in the heat. He spoke, only allowing me the view of his profile. As he stared off into a distance well beyond that backyard, I realized he was a boy again, in a jungle far from home. "The nights," he began. "The nights without stars were a darkness like I never knew before. Pitch black, the biggest nothing all around. It made it hard for me to remember home. All it was dark." I was now tuning out the party completely. I was so involved in his memory. It just captivated me. He continued, "Sometimes I felt brave enough while I was on night duty to reach my hand out. I'm not going to lie," he chuckled. "My hand was trembling, but I would slowly reach out into the darkness in front of me. And I put my hand back down, and every so often, I'd hold it out again just to feel that rush, just to feel alive. Then the sun would come up, and I could start to remember home again." To me, that was one of the bravest stories I'd ever heard. Reaching his hand out to the unknown darkness left everything to be possible. I get so afraid even thinking about the potential animals hungry for a hand that had natural skills to be silent in the darkness. And he was a kid facing all of that. And the courage to let me in on it, well, I'm forever grateful. This is as good a place as any to end this episode. My name is Ruru Sig, and I thank you for listening to The Story Chaser. Remember, there are stories everywhere. The key is to focus in on the little memories to find the bigger moments. My promise to you is that I'll keep chasing those stories. Be well, folks, and go ahead. Have a wonderful life.